Okay, let's come into the circle. There's another transmission that wants to come through, but this transmission of awakening that sense of tending the ceremony is being activated in the group tonight. You know, we idealize some of the Native American or indigenous ceremonies without realizing how much each person is tending the ceremony. And it's not in a hierarchical way. It comes from the heart. Okay, so let's greet Mother Earth. In doing so, we are opening ourselves to the wisdom and infinite love of the totality. Oh, Carolyn, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. And it's possible for each one of us to be aligned and open and flowing with that infinite wisdom, love, and harmony. You don't have to be a spiritual teacher. You don't have to be anything. It is your birthright as a human. So already the transmission to release feeling deserving of your spiritual inheritance is coming through. And there's no one to compete with. It is collaborative, a collective, being guided by a greater wisdom. And we greet the spirit of the water, the living waters, the flow. The energy that knows how to move through density, carrying the living spirit. The ecstasy. Of life's expression. The fertility. The generative power. We greet the spirit of the fire, the light. The luminous flame within us. We're born with that luminous flame. It's within our essence. It lights the way for our creation. It precedes our creation and forms a center from which we manifest. We greet the spirit of the air. A life force that fans a flame. So, but prior to incarnation, we are a luminous flame of intelligence, of consciousness. And we greet the ether, the all-pervading life in space. And beyond that, we recognize that there is a consciousness that we rarely get to touch. But when we do, there's nothing that compares to it. It's when we know our eternal nature and all the different dimensionalities that that eternal nature can exist in, and we let go of our frozen self-comp concepts. So it's beyond the beyond. And in this greeting, we are being purified. We are having rigid patterns and identities dissolving, circulation improving on all levels. And the dance between the silence and the movement of life is in balance. This is a shattering experience. When I see it, I see densities as dense as obsidian dissolving. Dissolving around a pure essence that is wordless, but is filled with vibrating life. And we greet the directions the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below, and within. And the directions in their sacred geometry form are living light, living frequency that precedes all manifestation. And so we leave behind the words, we leave behind the identity, and shift towards essence, lightness, flow. And silence and stillness. And during this transitional time that we're living through, we are being faced with all that has become rigid in our beliefs, in our bodies, in our nervous system, in our personalities. And these are being shattered. And it reminds me of the rocks that we bought for our grandkids and brought them home, and you take a hammer and open it and hit it, and it opens up to a geode, to glistening crystal consciousness. And we enter into the realm of direct experience, not mediated by words. And this is to make room for a new frequency that's coming into the planet, into humanity's sphere. And it's a frequency that every word I'm going to use, you're going to have an association for in the old frequency, but it's completely new, so it's hard to describe. First and foremost, it is light and kind. But it's not the kind of light and kind you associate with what you've known to date. It's a new kind of light and kind. It's loving, and it's fully alive. It's a different voice that is being transmitted and made available to us. Just letting the energy come in. So beware of associating it with any wonderful experience you've already had because this hasn't been available. So it is different frequency. A different voice within you. And it's a voice that you hear within you, that you speak to yourself and speak to the world, that completely rearranges all the atoms and molecules of your being into light. So those of you that remember the 60s and you could feel the new voice that was coming in at that time. This is another evolution. Just allow the energy coming in here to carry you into a new space. And one of the first places you will notice this is in how you speak to yourself. That voice that is constantly vocalizing within you, evaluating, judging, assessing. That voice will begin to disappear, and a new voice will arise within. Allow yourself to feel the energy connected to the earth in luminous strands. Luminous rivers of light flowing through you, around you. Step into the fire, the flame of your heart. And let yourself be consumed. And even that can sound like old language. But the experience is a new experience. Maybe you can feel the frequencies coming through you and shifting your relationship to your body. Maybe you can finally hear and experience your body as living consciousness. Allow yourself to be absorbed into that living consciousness. And feel how happy your body is to be seen and recognized. To be known without encumbered thoughts and feelings, to be directly known. And the luminous beings are here and they're removing the cloak that has covered this up. Prevented us from knowing this directly. And maybe you can hear this new voice or sense the frequency of it. This is the voice of your new earth being. The old voice wants to cover it up, wants to just pipe in because that's what it's used to doing. And then you sit back and allow this streaming of these new frequencies to find a space within you. And it doesn't have any of the qualities of the old patterns. We don't have names for them yet. And maybe you can hear your old voice and what it would be saying now and how it felt, what its density was. So you can recognize it in contrast to this new energy. Most of the time, it was not a very loving, kind voice. Most of the time, the relationship with the body was contentious. This new frequency that's coming in, it's like a completely different symphony. In tones and notes that were beyond our comprehension until now, where it's opening up and becoming available. Veils upon veils are dissolving now. Nervous system reset is happening daily, as well as meridian shifts, cellular shifts, systems shifts. There's so much density that needed to be broken up to allow receiving this new consciousness. sense the your environment, the natural environment around you, the outdoors, and the living light of nature. And just taking in that we forget that we're living in a community of consciousness that's very alive. And that we are not the center of. We're co-creators, collaborators. And if we allow in understanding that we live within a consciousness that's alive, vibrant, communicative, relational. And let's see if you can surprise yourself and hear a new voice within you. Maybe it's just a little bit outside of your awareness, but maybe you can just sense or taste or smell. Feel the fragrance of it wafting in. A freshness. Fragrance of a rose. And notice how, if you apply any part of the mind, it starts to clamp down on the new frequencies. And that can be really very subtle too. If you start to feel a tension or oppressing or constraining. It's the more subconscious aspect of the mind holding on. Just drop below that if you can. Coming back to your seat and feet to flow. And notice how when the mind comes in, it starts shaping and constricting just because of its nature, not because it's bad. And what it feels like to be beyond the mind. In an embodied state. Here. I'm sure some of you can feel the constriction on your heads right now. See if you can drop down into your feet and seat and see if it'll release. So we're coming to the closing of this ceremony. And you don't have to know anything. There is a very deep attunement, transmission that occurred, and that will ripple through, integrate with you over time. That signature is that it will feel very new, very different, and even surprising. And you are directly connected to it. Those of you that are feeling the tightness in the crown chakra or the third eye, drop down to your seat and see if you can let go. Allow the energy to flow up through the crown, unconstrained by the mind. Allow the toroidal field to expand around you. Okay, so we are closing in the sense that we're acknowledging the ceremony. Ceremony never really closes or ends. We're now in a field of vibrating, living, transformative frequencies that will continue to transform us and just allow that. You don't have to pay attention to it. But note when you sense something fresh and new and different and surprising. And it's even different than when you feel totally relaxed and your body feels free and you feel great. It's even a different relation, a different experience than that. This is a new voice, a new consciousness coming in. So this was initiated for us tonight by us coming together by the guidance that brings us together. Many blessings. And let's see if each of us can just spend 30 seconds once a day seeing the group in light. And it can be very abstract, just a loving feeling, a visual, a joy that you share. That would be a blessing for everyone. So thank you for gathering tonight and bringing the light in your hearts together to create this space tonight. Blessings for all.